You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
How could the mayor or the council or the government, how could they be supporting Keep New Zealand Beautiful, initiating these education, this education for people in Auckland so that we don't have this issue?
Look, working in with local and central government is key to our success. So this week is cleanup week for Keep New Zealand Beautiful. I thought with the pandemic that our numbers would drop significantly, and they have somewhat, but we have over 51,000 people registered for this week that are getting out in their communities and getting stuck in and cleaning up. And what we have noticed is a drop in Auckland, which we anticipated due to the government guidelines. But a lot more areas in New Zealand that haven't participated in years past have really stepped up to the plate. So I think having community pride programming like that, really instilling that sense of this is my space, this is my place, this is my country is important.
And how do you feel about the fines that are in place? I think it's a $400 fine if people are caught littering. Is this enough to be punishing people who do litter, or is that enough of an incentive for people to dispose of their masks properly?
It is very difficult for councils to enforce the Litter Act. The Litter Act is currently under review. We have not been part of the consultation, although we are the body primarily responsible for litter control in New Zealand. So I think there would be a lot of value in sitting down with central government so that we could share some of our insights and work on an overhaul of this act together. Councils have very little control over actual enforcing the Litter Act at present.
Right. So do you feel that there might be a lack of understanding by the government about the importance of your organization and what you actually do?
I'm not sure that there's a lack of understanding. There's certainly a lack of funding. So we're not able to achieve, you know, what we've the same output without the support of central government. One of our primary focal points has been consumer education, you know, not just instilling the mantra of be a tidy Kiwi in the littlies and in youth, but also looking at our adult counterparts and how we can reach them in the masses. So I think, yes, without that funding obviously affects how we're able to educate and communicate with members of the public.
Right, yeah. Phil Goff did encourage Aucklanders to be a tidy Kiwi. It's a bit of a contradiction there about how important they're actually valuing this issue.
There are complexities, and it's a political environment. The Waste Minimization Act is being overhauled, and basically the funding, which is typically about $12 million, is going to be increasing to about $300 million in the next 18 months. So I think some of the conversations that need to be had are around specific waste streams and a percentage of that waste levy going to organizations like Keep New Zealand Beautiful, so that we can continue to do what we do. I mean, if we received 1% of the annual waste levy, we wouldn't be having this discussion.
Is there anything else you'd like to add on this issue?
Just that I think, you know, New Zealand is a great community. It's a strong community. We will come through this on the other side, and everybody needs to do their bit, do the right thing, and put your litter in the bin.
Thank you so much for talking to me today. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much too.
For all the work you guys do.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.